News Talk 1110 KBND. Good afternoon. News time is 5 minutes after five. I'm Dennis Shaw, right along with Kelly Blyer. Kelly's got the news, and it's brought to you by Partners in Care. And now, from the largest radio news staff east of the Cascades, here's Kelly Blyer with live local news on News Talk 1110 KBND. Good afternoon, Kelly.
Thanks so much, Dennis. Bend City Councilors will revisit the issue of whether to elect the city's mayor. Last summer, in a close vote, the council decided not to bring the issue to the voters. But City Councilor Jody Barham said at the time she wanted to bring the issue up again in the new year, and it's on the agenda for their next council meeting, January 18th.
We are not advocating for changing our form of government. We will still stay a council manager form of government. There is power and authority perceived in being mayor in that position outside of our community, and the mayor does speak on behalf of the citizens. So we want people to more directly elect their highest ranking official to that post.
Barham, Jim Clinton, and Jeff Eager support letting the voters decide. Mark Capel was against it because they believe the election would cost the city money. But if it's put on the May ballot, it wouldn't cost the city anything. We have a poll on this question on our website at kbnd.com. The entire Oregon delegation in Washington is asking the Federal Emergency Management Agency to drop the request for funding reimbursement from Deschutes County. FEMA wants the money because the county allowed private landowners to clear fire-prone materials from their property. Deschutes County Commissioner Alan Unger says county officials believe FEMA's case is weak because the county had continually reported what was happening.
We think that Deschutes County was reporting things correctly and showing FEMA what our plan was, and we're a little upset that at the ninth hour of this grant, they're now changing their minds on what's acceptable and not in the big picture.
Unger says the county has been very aggressive in addressing the wildland-urban interface and coming up with creative ways for people to clean areas around their homes, making the entire county safer from wildfires. Commissioner Tammy Bainey is in Washington to meet with FEMA officials tomorrow to present the county's case for allowing private landowners fire suppression work. She says it allows the county to get more bang for their buck with the $6.7 million in federal funds. State Senator Chris Telfer has several talks and town halls scheduled this week. Monday night, she held a town hall in Redmond with fellow representatives Wisnant and Huffman. Telfer says the event was well attended and many questions dealt with the budget.
And both Representative Wisnant and Representative Huffman sit on Ways and Means, and I think they're seeing that there's some monies that are left over, so to speak. It would be nice if we had a state audit that would show us that. They're late in getting us the state audit. I've got pieces that show me that there's close to $700 million of unrestricted net assets.
Telfer says they don't know how much is in cash and how much they can potentially use, but they plan to look into it. Telfer is scheduled to talk to the Kiwanis in Redmond at noon on Wednesday and at Ben Parks and Rec from 5 to 7 p.m. A road rage incident in the Portland area ends with a Bend man going to jail. Sergeant David Thompson with the Washington County Sheriff's Office says it started when people in the first car were traveling in the fast lane on Highway 26 going about 55 miles an hour. Thompson says a minivan started tailgating, and so the driver in the first car hit his brakes, some obscene gestures were exchanged, and someone in the minivan threw a pop can at the first car.
But the victims had a part in this, in that they slammed on the brakes. That's inappropriate behavior as well. And then flipping someone off is also not going to help the situation. So if you've got somebody who's really angry with you and you're on the road, try and ignore them.
Thompson says the incident escalated to the point that it moved to a parking lot nearby and the Bend man allegedly threatened people in the first car with a knife. 30-year-old Jose Garza Jr. of Bend is charged with menacing and the unlawful use of a weapon. Some changes in Powerball make it more profitable if you win, 1110 KBND's Lynn Masterson reports.
The cost of per ticket will go from $1 to $2, but with that jump in price, the starting jackpot will go from $20 million to $40 million.
That's Chuck Bauman with the Oregon Lottery. He adds that the overall odds of winning a prize increases slightly for the January 15th drawing. The Power Play is still available for an extra dollar, but is no longer a multiplier. The Match 5 with the Power Play option doubles to $2 million. In Portland, Lynn Masterson, News Talk 1110, KBND.
I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.